This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So, it's a fight. You know, it's an argument, right? We're airing it out. We're hashing it out. We're getting into it. We're saying things that I guess to an outsider might seem unforgivable. But it's all going to be okay. It's all family. And do you know how you can tell? Because the whole time we're yelling, we're making the sauce.
I love
we're
that.
Cooking the sauce.
I love that. I do want to hear this. I just want to point out that Zach is here. I want to hear this. I just, in case you didn't see, Zach has arrived. So I want to finish the story, but just like, I just want to flag that Zach is in the building and it seems like he's ready to go.
Recognizing Zach, mm-hmm. acknowledging that he's here, but also continuing to describe the act of making the sauce.
I don't know if it matters, but I don't care either way.
Sorry, Zach.
And I don't
mean totally it. Understandable.
Zach is here, and Zach is speaking as well. He's, now. I just want to find that Zach.
I
is
did
not
notice
only here,
that
Zach has begun speaking.
I did notice that. He's.
All, I just wanted to say I don't care either way. You can if you finish or don't. It doesn't. I don't care either way. To hear.
Okay, I do
hear.
Care if I. I do care if I finish. I do care.
That then let's do it. Let's hear that.
So we've got one for. I guess not finishing is what you wanted.
No, he said he doesn't care either way.
Yeah, I don't care.
And I said that he did that I do want you to finish, and I was just flagging that Zach was here, and that since then I flagged that he did start to speak, and now I just want to just flag as well that he doesn't care whether or not you finish.
Okay.
It's good for him either way.
Okay. Yeah, so Kevin, I guess I never do this.
Wow.
Do you care if I finish?
Oh my God.
I hate to even be in this position ever.
Sean,
I feel like you've got
me.
So much power right now. Because if most people don't care if I finish, that makes me feel like they're really saying I shouldn't finish.
I would like you to finish. I'm curious about the sauce.
Do you really? The fact that Kevin wants you to finish, so you actually are going to do it?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
You're going to do it because Kevin wants you to? So you just do whatever Kevin, just like his every desire? That's just like what you do now?
Yeah, if he's interested, that's actually probably a sort of a red flag in terms of the story. And it's a red sauce as well, what I was making. But... you know, there are certain, and Zach, you probably run into this. I mean, you're a Hollywood type and you've got representation, and sometimes you'll take a meeting. Maybe you've got an idea, a pitch you're going to go out with, and you'll meet with like a manager or someone, and it may not be yours, but you present your idea and they give you feedback, and your initial response is frustration. But then you realize they've done you a favor. They have indicated to you what the reaction will be of the absolute stupidest person that you pitch to when you do bring this project out into the world and encounter executives, studios, you know, networks. And so they've actually told you what you need to steer away from. And Kevin serves a similar function on this show. Where he's invaluable. People go like, I don't think Kevin is the audience of the show. And you go, that's the point. We don't want Kevin to be the audience of the show. So we need to know what Kevin thinks. Because that is such a great barometer, such a great indicator for us of what we need to avoid. So when I see Kevin getting really excited, I go, oh, thank goodness. I was about to dive into this area, in this case, the sauce. I was about to bring the show into an area that would be interesting to Kevin and therefore not interesting to our fans, who are very, very discerning. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I guess that means you've decided we're not going to hear the end of it.
Unfortunately, we won't hear any more about the sauce.
One of the ingredients in garlic. One of the ingredients in the sauce. We don't have to hear the whole thing, but I do. No. Just one thing I know about Sean's the family sauce is that one of the ingredients is pasta.
Oh, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh my gosh, how do you know if the sauce tastes good on your pasta if you don't put a little pasta in the sauce? I never understand these people who spend all day making the sauce. Then they combine it with the pasta and they go, well, the sauce tasted good, but these two things don't go together.
I don't care either way, but it does feel like you're finishing the story.
I promise you this is not. I've heard this story more times than
you already know this story.
Oh, yeah. Why do you think he's telling me now? He's so used to telling me this story.
When I see Hayes, there's a couple things I just start doing, you know? I unbutton my top button on my shirt. I slip out of my old loafers, my penny loafers, because I know I've got to get comfortable. And I start to talk about the sauce and how the main ingredient is pasta.
The main ingredient is pasta.
Because earlier, I thought that Hayes said it was one of the ingredients, which I guess is true.
And he said just a little, but once you put a little pasta in, you cannot stop.
No. Once you've tried it, you go, you know what this needs? A little more pasta. Because otherwise, it's so saucy. You're not going to eat it like that.
Now I have to hear the rest of the story because...
Okay, so a vote for hearing the rest. From a different source who's not Kevin.
You've aligned yourself with Kevin at this point.
Yeah.
It's separate
you
from Kevin.
You to me are neutral. And, much like you didn't care whether I finished the story or not, I'm not sure I care whether you want to hear the story or not now. I don't have enough of a background on you.
That's fair. Maybe we can decide later in the episode.
Let's decide later.
Let's figure it out later. So let's do the episode
of the show.
We're going to do the show.
Sometimes I get this thing in these pitch meetings where I'm in there and I'm talking and then I'm just like, you guys like this too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys are almost liking this a weird amount.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you started that hashtag Peacock Too Thirsty.
Peacock Too Thirsty.
Hashtag Peacock Too Thirsty.
Peacock and it's like, okay, are you guys going to let me leave? Stop
you go,
liking
you know I have to
so
pitch
much.
This other places, right?
Yes.
I can't put a ring on it yet, Peacock. Y'all are a little too thirsty right now.
Zach.
I'm more on the acting side of things, so,
Zach!
Yeah.
Please, Zach.
Zach Cherry.
You don't think I walk into that room with an actor sometimes? And I go, picture, this is a little joke that we'll do when I go to pitch a project with you. I go, this guy, you meet him. He's funny. He's charming. He's lovable. He's sort of a Zach Cherry type. I don't know. Do you think we could get him? And I turn to you and you're like, who, me? Looking around. And the fucking executives are eating out of our hand at that point. You go, I don't know. I don't think he's right for it. Or you pick what you say, but
yeah,
that
I'd
could
probably
be good.
I'd probably say that's good.
But then you should do my schedule. I'm unavailable, unfortunately. You're kidding.
I go, you son of a bitch. You're sitting in the pitch right now.
Yeah. And then you both put your fists up. You do a fake little, like you're punching each other.
Do you do a whole choreographed thing?
Yeah, I could do that.
I'm wearing a squib.
A squib?
I punch you so hard.
Oh, I shoot you.
You know what I mean? Just a fun sort of thing for the pitch. They're going to remember that pitch, right?
Yeah, I like that.
Zach Cherry, the Cherry being daddy. Right?
Very interesting.
He is on Severance. You know what? I hear a lot of people talk, like say different things about the show. I say the important thing is it's coming back for season two. Entirely new, like clean slate now, right?
You know, we got a season two, skin of our teeth, mm-hmm. and that is an incredible opportunity for a show like yours to really figure out what it is we're trying to do here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think
big
we'll
victory
probably
and
keep
congrats
a lot
on season
stuff.
Two.
Thank you. I think we'll probably keep. It won't be a totally like clean slate. We'll probably keep.
It will.
I'd love to keep you. I'd love to keep you if it makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. My schedule, I maybe can't do it.
Do it now. Shot. Do it. Do it. Do your part.
Okay.
He's shooting.
What's going on? He's shooting me?
He said, my schedule, maybe I can't do it. You remember what we did?
I have a couple windows
about?
Open.
Okay. Okay.
Just because we're online, I have a couple different windows open. I'm bidding right now on a very interesting piece of furniture.
Okay,
it's the,
I was doing
the candlestick. Well, do you want to know?
I don't care.
Do you want to know or not?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
Okay, let me just put a bid in really fast.
Do you want to say what it is?
I tried to.
No, what the bid is.
It's 1 month of the Patreon.
Wow. What's that sitting at?
What's my cut or how much is it total?
I guess your cut.
I don't get any of it. That's not why I do it.
Okay.
I don't get any of it. It's for Kevin. Obviously, we've already explained he provides an invaluable service.
Right.
The guests obviously make a lot of money as well.
Kevin, you'll notice, is using by far the highest quality camera of any of us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And happens to be sitting in an entirely new home that the proceeds
completely
of the
empty
Patreon.
Room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is my recording quarters.
Recording equipment yeah.
and
in
it took
an otherwise empty room.
Took a handful of quarters out of my pocket.
Laptop.
To build it.
Phone. Send him his own attention. Yeah. But I didn't get it. I lost.
You just lost?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a candlestick?
It was the candlestick that the candlestick in Clue was based on.
Really?
So it was like,
it's gotta be like
very old timey. Yeah. It was like really cool. It was not the murder weapon in this instance. You want to know what was?
What?
The poison.
The poison? Okay.
I guess I don't entirely understand the context of what you're talking about.
Okay.
They based...
Oh, no. You're so busy. You don't play any game. Zach, you never play a game?
Oh, well, I just Zach, that's not right. That's something we've got to fix in season two. They've got to give you some time to play a game. You can't never play a game.
Yeah, I don't want to never play a game.
He wants to, and they won't let him? Who's doing it? Ben? Adam?
Dana?
Who's stopping you?
Dana.
Dana?
Yeah, she's one of the execs.
Yeah, I knew that.
You did?
Yeah.
Dana Tunier.
I knew that. I have a few different windows open, so I don't even know what.
Tunier, not too far.
Yeah. So I definitely did know that.
We are going clean slate, Zach. We've spoken to Dana. She is not angry. She's definitely not angry.
Not pissed. Didn't sound pissed. Sounded tense, you know. It's never an easy conversation to have. But everyone was really receptive to what we were bringing to the table, and very excited for what this could be, because there's a lot of raw materials we like. Yeah,
but it's a gut. It's a gut.
Oof.
Down to the studs.
To the studs. Present company included.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Or I don't know if you were talking about me or you.
Oh, are you, God.
Are you present?
Are you present company?
Because I'd like to unwrap you.
Thank you. I mean, I guess that's mm-hmm. good to hear. If we're doing a reboot, it's nice to know, or a refresh.
It's a reimagining.
Reimagine. Mm-hmm. It's good to know that I have some fans in the room. So,
I mean, where to, like, we've covered a few different areas. We can talk casting. We can talk concept. Mm-hmm. We can talk location.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk title.
Right. Because the title's a little bit, you know.
Well, I think you probably would want to keep the title just so people know how to even connect. If everything else is going to be so different, I don't even... I just want to make sure people keep part know of it. It's... Maybe we keep part of it.
We can keep part of it. Ants.
Yeah. We would call maybe it ants.
Yeah.
Ants.
Mm-hmm.
Ants. I'd spell it different.
I would spell it a little different. TZ, I was thinking as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can go that direction. We can do shorter. Right now, it's occupying this very
Have you guys seen the show? Have you
space.
Seen the show?
You know what I think would be cool, actually? We keep the first four letters.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go three from the back. We call this thing seven.
Sevens.
Seven ants. Fuck, that's got me like, this maintains some of the mystery element. Who are the seven ants?
Yeah.
You know? How'd they get there? And it's still about work. I mean, ants are notoriously hard workers.
That's true.
So, in terms of seeing the show, unfortunately, I have seen some of it.
Okay. Because it is, I think the show is good. It's like, I'm, was really proud to be a part of it. I think it's really good. So I don't know how much you want to kind of strip away what was working. Maybe we keep a lot of what was working.
I don't want to lose what's working. I really do not. We are doing a, you know, we're gutting it. I mean, we're stripping it, but we trust me when I tell you, we're not throwing out anything that works.
And I'm very appreciative of all the work that went into it, that people had to, like, you think of how many people had to, like, invent all those cameras.
Right. Mm-hmm.
For example.
And we didn't just wake up, you know.
Thomas Edison.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy, yes.
He's amazing in it, too.
I mean, he's a legend for a reason.
So, he's incredible.
Oh, God, I love it. He was so funny. Mm-hmm. But scary.
Very scary.
Scary. Just mm-hmm. the right tone.
And romantic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Thomas, we're keeping.
Yes.
Okay.
I like that there's computers. That's very now. Mm-hmm. That's very current. I wouldn't want to lose that. I think the seven ants could be walking around on the keyboard, you know. One of them, you know, crawls up your arm. You're like, get this ant off of me. I mean, you were just hearing that. We're close on the ant. But I think that could be something really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what I would, my first thing is like the lighting.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not, I couldn't see anything. Is that not fucked up? Like something was wrong, right?
Do you, like, you were there, like,
could, were
like,
you bumping into stuff?
Yeah.
Like, what was going on?
No, I don't even know, like, specifically I don't know what scene specifically you're talking about. I didn't.
Unfortunately,
have that
neither do we.
Issue.
Yeah, hard for me to describe it because I couldn't see it. Damn.
What was
thing.
Happening? What were you hearing?
Once
that
again,
you couldn't
okay,
see?
Hearing.
Yeah.
Or there were audio issues too.
I mean, for me, the sound design was complete fucking dog shit. Because
so what was your experience when you were watching it?
Black
what were you experiencing?
Silence.
Okay.
Silence That's... over a blank screen. I mean, it honestly was as if my TV was not even on.
That is fair feedback. I'm not sure how much you can really take from that, but I mean, you guys know what you're doing more than
I know
me,
what
so.
I took from it. We got to bring some lights in.
Okay.
I know, you know, people don't always like change. I want to light this puppy.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to see everyone.
Did you have power in your house? Was there power in your house at the time?
Parts of it. I don't check every, you know, I'm not one of these wasteful guys who has every single light and thing on running the blender while I'm working the microwave. You know, I'm not draining the grid like that. But there were definitely some parts had power. My flashlight was working.
Your miner's helmet.
Oh, yeah. No, the headlamp was mm-hmm. kicking. That thing was full blast. So I know I didn't have a lighting issue.
Right. Okay. Hayes, did you have the same, like, you couldn't see anything either?
Could not see a damn thing. My experience, almost the opposite of Shad's, white wall and very loud barking.
Is that normally what your TV looks like?
Absolutely not.
And it was sad for Hayes because he really wanted to unwind with a new show because he had just had his house robbed.
I need a new show. Yes.
Oh, man.
His house had been broken into and robbed the week before, and he said, I just really want to watch a new show. And here
and
he
the,
is,
and the robbers,
blank white wall.
Yes,
and
the robbers
dog
left their dog.
Okay. I am really sorry that happened.
Crazy dog and left it.
I'm sorry that happened. I'm not sure how much. It's hard. It's just hard to take your notes given kind of your experience. But
spit it out, dude.
Yeah. No, I mean, it just feels like you don't know what you're talking about.
So. Dude, this is a collaboration, man. We brought you in for a reason.
Thank you.
Go ahead. So we don't know what we're talking about. Well,
it's like the robbers were like in the process of robbing the house and they were just, the dog was being so, like the dog was like sucking so bad that they were like, this dog sucks.
Well, you got to feel like you're going to get us caught.
Yes.
Barking all the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is alerting everyone that we're here. So
you still have
I get
dog?
Why they left the dog.
I still have it.
It's super quiet right now, and it's not moving.
Yeah. It's got its whole tail in its mouth.
Got it on a new diet. Yeah. It's mostly tail hair. But I'll tell you what. You know, you said that it doesn't sound like we know what we're talking about, but there's a little expression I like to keep in mind. The customer is always right.
That's true. That's fair.
And my Apple charge did go through. So I am paying for that.
Okay.
So I am the customer. And Dana really thought a lot of what we had, you know, to bring to the table was pretty cool. I wouldn't mind. The actors on the show are totally fine. I didn't have a problem with them. I wouldn't mind a little star power for season two, something to sex it up a little bit.
Okay. That makes sense. There are quite a few stars on the show in season one.
Okay. Okay. Agree to disagree.
Like Oscar nominees, Emmy winners, like
mm-hmm.
Ben Stiller directed quite a few of the episodes.
Yeah. No, I wasn't here to, you know, compare awards. You know, I'm actually not into the whole like art as a competition thing.
Right.
I do know how to talk box office. I do know how to talk numbers. That's more quantifiable to me than like, this was the best acting all year. Oh, and it happens to be in the very same movie that the studio predetermined it was going to push out to everyone and force feed to the public for its own agenda. You know, whereas maybe the best acting of the year was in the worst fucking movie they made. Did you ever think about that? How hard it must be to show up and give a committed performance in a truly dog shit movie that no one wanted to see, that you didn't even want to see while you were acting in it? That might have been the best acting.
Yeah, I'm not arguing that point.
Okay, it felt like you were, but whatever.
And I just want to say with Ben, when we talk about star power and you're like, Ben Stiller directed a bunch of episodes. I mean, if I'm making a show, I'm not going to be like, look, like Ed Harris, like he made the food for the crew.
You don't think Ed Harris cooked all the food. You don't think that would be a interesting marketing point?
Dude,
Ed Harris cooked all the food.
Buddy, I don't give a shit if Ed Harris made a chicken piccata for the fucking sound department.
You don't think that would be interesting?
Nobody
gives
a shit, man.
No.
He's not in the movie. He just showed up, brought a tray of chicken.
Food.
That's not interesting at all.
You gotta see this movie, man. Ed Harris made his famous turkey meatballs.
And you're sitting there being like, oh, Ben Stiller like was so funny. Like he did a whole, like he did all his Tower High stuff or whatever. I could see it because I was looking at him on the other side of the camera. You don't get to see any of it. That's making me pissed. Like I hate that.
It's making me ill.
Okay. That's fair.
He was doing Can You Deal With That? Over and over again.
Can You Deal With That to monitor as if he was talking to a hidden camera in the Meet the Parents movies at the Fockers.
He would come out and like, this is you. He would come out and give me a note. I heard you like this needed a note on every single take, but then would incorporate it. So like that. So that's to me, that's more impressive than
I'm very directable.
Yes. Yeah. So Ben would come out and give me a note, and then as he was walking back to Video Village, he would go to camera and do, like, Can You Deal With That? And I'm like, okay, I love that he did that, but I don't get to see any
of it. Doesn't mean shit to the audience. Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't help me.
What'd you give everyone for the wrap gifts?
Did you get a food truck?
We did get a food truck.
Did you get the crew a food? Doesn't have to be a food truck. Coffee truck.
Mm-hmm. Jabba the truck.
I did, along with some of the other actors on the show.
Who? Which ones?
Britt Lauer and Tramell Tillman. We coordinated. We got him a crepe truck.
A crepe truck.
Yeah.
Okay. Adam.
Funny name for the truck?
I don't think so, and I have no idea. I honestly
crepe expectations, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe, but I don't know, and I don't want to.
What's eating Gilbert?
I don't want to commit.
Crepes of wrath.
Crepes.
The crepe of water.
Like, what's eating Gilbert Crepe?
That's good.
That's exactly what I did.
That's funny.
Well, it's not the same thing.
That's good.
It's exactly.
That's funny, Zach.
No, because I pronounce Gilbert slightly with a almost like a Kilbert. So,
Kilbert crepe.
Well, that's okay. That's worse.
But it's not the same.
At that point, you might as well change it to what's killing Ebert crepe. You know what I mean?
I
don't know where we even are anymore.
I think
that's
that
what
was
it called.
I think that was the name.
It's called What's Killing Ebert Crepe?
What's Killing Ebert Crepe? And they were really good.
Sounds pretty good.
So
if they're still in business with that.
They had
they
like
must
almost every
the
flavor.
Stuff.
They had like almost every flavor you could think of.
And Zach, did you partake?
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wasn't for you.
They insisted. You got to try.
You get someone
you
a gift, and you're like, "Sorry, I just going to eat a little piece of this gift."
Hey, I played with it for a little while, but you could have it now.
When you have a dinner, when you have a dinner party, do you put food on the table without tasting it first?
Okay, so that's what
so you do want to hear the sauce story.
I already said I want to hear it, and you had to decide if I could.
He wants it too much,
so I don't know. I don't want it, or I don't give
a shit.
So
you didn't buy one with everyone else. When the What's Killing Ebert crepe truck showed up, maybe you intercepted them outside the gate, and you had them make a crepe.
I had
for
the
you
first
taste
of the crepe.
Okay.
Make That's sure nice. It's good.
Keeping the
and
crew
it was
safe.
Delicious.
Making sure it's not poison.
They'll put peanut butter on that. They'll put fruits. You can get a savory one. Gluten free.
Butter crepe.
Mushroom in there. Chickpeas.
So I assume Adam had his own truck day.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there every day, so I don't.
Okay.
I can't
I'm
say
just looking
100%.
I'm thinking about the call sheet.
As am I.
Goes Adam.
As are you, Zach. Admit it. We're always thinking a little bit about the call sheet. It's like,
Adam to call Adam even number one. Like he's in his own. He's got his own
stratosphere.
Sheet.
Yeah. Right.
You don't even get to look at his sheet.
No.
But
so
you
I don't know what number he was.
And Britt. And yes, I know Britt. Yes, we work together. She was the waitress on Big Lake.
Yeah. You're going to want to acknowledge also that Adam and Britt actually worked together before on a little show called Ghosted. And guess who wrote episode 104 Lockdown of Ghosted? Well, he's in the Zoom right now. There's a hint. Ghosted, big hit. Still on today, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Zach, you...
Adam shot, he would shoot Ghosted in the morning and then he'd come to set and finish with us.
Yeah. One for me, one for them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're number two on the call sheet. So it was basically your decision to continue,
everyone coming from
everyone doing their own truck day or you going down to three and four on the call sheet and being like, hey, let's the three of us. Why don't you do like... wrote 5 through 7 in there too.
You know, I don't really want to get into too much of the process, but I was not the initiator of the idea. I was a participator.
Oh my God.
In it. And that's pretty much all I have on that.
Okay. So many days had elapsed since Adam's truck day that Britt had to be like,
Is this the etiquette? It goes, you just go in order every day. You rotate through the numbers.
Hey man, yeah. I don't want to do a truck and you haven't done one, but it's been a long time since Adam's truck. And so maybe what we can do, if this is more comfortable for you, is we'll share a truck. And you were like, can we bring in a third as well? Actually,
I didn't know that was how it works. But that's more good feedback for me to hear.
Well, that's going to help because that might have been maybe why the camera department, the lighting department, the sound department were not motivated to capture what was happening on screen, which is why Hayes and I had the viewing experiences we had,
yeah,
which were completely different, but equally unsatisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. So next
and
time
I love
I'll
the Apple aesthetic, you know, that minimalist, you know, sort of like flat, like, monochromatic thing that they've done so successfully, I think has worked with their phones, with their tablets, with a TV show. I would like to see, you know, some moving images, things like that, because I think that the audience, especially when you come back for season two, is going to get a little tired of what it's been so far, which is a totally, in my experience, blank screen with no sound.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Talk about what some of the different guys in the show are.
Yeah, help me get a sense of what's going on with that.
I guess
directing
where to
so
start.
So crazy, no?
Are we? Do you want to? You're asking about the characters on the show?
Okay,
some of them.
Or back, or like the actors, or the crew, or
okay,
any of that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I'm trying to even think. I guess
he doesn't even know who any of the crew is.
So Dana, Dana was like every morning I stopped in, checked in with Dana on the way in. And then I'd kind of, then it would just be time to go to work kind of. So,
okay.
Who had the sickest trailer?
Sickest trailer.
I think he thinks Dana's a security guard.
I guess Dana had this cool trailer.
I think he thought
Dana,
that was,
Dana would
I think sit
he in
that
this
was the executive.
Dana would sit in this tiny trailer.
Same whether it come in or not.
It didn't move. it was like small trailer at the front of the lot with like a one of those cool arm things goes up and down.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen a trailer have that before, so that's probably the sickest.
Mm-hmm.
She would let people in?
Yeah.
Got it.
So that's some of the fun stuff, you know.
Wow. This is helping me for what we do with the show.
Okay.
So,
because maybe we can use some of the behind the scenes stuff, bring that on to the.
Well, that all that it always becomes that, Zach.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, every character ultimately becomes an extension of the actor playing them. I mean, that, you know, that's a dirty little secret, especially in these more successful shows. So I think we should let that inspire. Maybe we bring Dana in front of the camera. Maybe you have to check in with her, you know, before you start.
Yeah.
A scene.
That would work. That, I mean, if you've seen the show, that makes a lot of sense in the world of the show. I know neither of you have seen it.
I've
Kevin,
seen
I don't
it,
know if you've seen it.
My neighbor watches it loud.
You watched it, but you didn't see it.
Well, his neighbor watches it really loud, he said, so.
Oh, so you've heard it at least.
I hear the elevator part because they always go, whoa, and scream at that part when they go through the elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a part? That's real?
That's a part?
Yeah, that's real.
Sick.
That's like their
Super Bowl.
Well,
let's keep that. If that's making people scream, you know, that's generating a feeling in your audience. Let's keep that. We're keeping Thomas Edison. We're keeping the elevator. We're hopefully keeping you. Dana's in... I think with your character, I didn't have a great sense of your want.
Okay.
You know, I really wanted to know what drives this guy. And I think what could be cool is if we learned in season two, it's not too late, that you're sort of a bottle rat, clout chaser.
Mm-hmm.
That you want
I've never heard
in
that
on
term
the VIP
before.
Section of the club.
Oh,
that
I see
you're
bottle rat.
Cozying up to mm-hmm. whoever's getting bottle service.
You're a right. One Oak.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, that sounds good. I don't know
open
how you show
close.
That. How do you show that in the office setting?
Well, we'd light it for one thing.
Yeah.
You know? That'll be a change.
Yeah.
So that's... So Ben is just going around being like, how do we actually, like, how do we show this?
Well, there was lights. When
and
we were there,
show,
there was
like,
lights.
TV show. He'd say, like, how do we show this?
How are we going to show this?
I'm just asking how you, it seems like a bottle rat only can exist in the context of a club, of a, like, at a club.
That's very, very dismissive and limiting.
First time I'm encountering it,
I don't think
it,
you
so
want to be out
don't.
In front of that statement. They obviously have lives outside of the club.
Yeah, and that I just have I've never heard of it before, so I don't.
Yeah, how
I don't know how you
they
show
have,
that.
They have
what was that?
Jobs. They have Instagram accounts. I mean, bottle rats are human beings.
Great. So I guess, yeah, you could show that a
and
lot
you need
of ways.
To believe that. You need to know that in order right. to bring this character
so maybe you see
life.
Me like texting someone like, hey, tonight I'm going to get really close to that bottle or something.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, yeah. It's a little on the nose, tonight. But I think at first, yeah, I'm going to finally touch it.
Yeah, so maybe that's, yeah, you could show that. Or I type it in on the computer or something. I type in like, I think I'm going to touch it tonight.
finger hovers over send, but you don't quite have the guts. You delete it.
Mm-hmm.
That shows conflict. Now I'm like, wow, why can't Zach like own this side of himself?
So the want there is,
are
I want
sick?
To touch. No, I'm fine. I it's not.
What was that?
I was just a little bit of a
he's drinking.
I'm not that drinking sick. Something. I'm not
is
that
cup
sick.
Filled with medicine.
That's a big.
Did you just take a big
cup.
Sip of medicine.
That's why I'm not sick.
You know, the whole time, the whole show, I've been going, something is off. Because I invite you here. I'm a fan of your shit. I go, we started this. Zach is here. I'm going to get to meet Zach. And I've been feeling like I'm not meeting Zach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting some sick other Zach. Version, and it's sick Zach.
It's not.
It's sick Zach.
Sick Zach Paddywhack.
It's basically the same. The medicine, the side effects are not, they're minimal. And so it's not, I feel like you have met me. I feel like eventually when you meet me and when I'm not sick, you're going to look back at this and say, oh, that was Zach. That wasn't sick Zach. That's the same guy no matter what.
No, because I've seen you do stuff. And so you're sounding sicker and sicker. Sick.
This is not
Zach Patty Whack.
This is not our
call me Game
president.
Of Thrones.
This is not multiple voices on our cartoon president Zach. Okay. This is not the Zach I fell in love with.
I see you have a few windows open as
Zach,
well over there.
This is not you from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is not you. This is not the real you.
I don't think it's that different than the real me.
There's so many more noises coming out ever since we brought it up.
Made it
it's
a
like
lot
we
worse.
Activated you.
Well, because now I'm self-conscious about the medicine, so I'm not taking it as directed when I should. So then
it,
the
it,
sickness
it has
bubbles
you take
up a little
multiple
bit.
Multiple sips of it and like just a few minutes apart.
It's a use as needed medicine.
Oh, no.
It's a tonic. Got it from a tonic truck.
If you could only see.
You know, you can get tonic trucks to come to set.
You didn't even get a tonic truck for the crew?
No, because I didn't know about them when
oh
we were shooting.
My
but
God.
Now, you
Patty Arquette is there. She's only there for like half a day. And she's like, Zach, I don't want to overstep. I've just noticed that like you haven't even gotten the crew a tonic truck. If you want to like split one together.
I'll help you. You know, I'll do all the scheduling and everything. I just like... need to be allowed to put your name on the tonic truck because I don't want
that's gotta be too much medicine. You can't there's no way you need that
much. No way.
Big
that's
switch.
Never the right dosage.
It's because I missed a few doses, so when you miss a dose you're supposed to take it as soon as you can.
The tonic truck you gotta have come in at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
No, they have too much tonic early on. Mm-hmm. And they're all
get too amped up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, you end up with what we saw.
What do you mean?
Or didn't see. Talking about when Hayes and I watched the show.
Yeah, that may have been a result, but I didn't get a tonic truck, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it or what. But
all right, well,
I actually am feeling really good.
But not in the way I want you to feel good.
Yeah.
I want you to feel good about our ideas. And the fact that we're breathing new life into this thing, you know, this show.
Yeah.
That had no voice, no pictures.
Yeah.
No point of view.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's called Seven Ants. You're a bottle rat. You're texting your friend that you're going to touch the bottle, but you can't quite bring yourself to send it.
Yeah.
Right here, for me, that's three or four episodes.
Oh, yeah.
And we also got the ant crawling on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hot in here for you guys?
We're in four
different
places.
Different room. Oh, Hayes and I are in the same room.
Yeah, but for you, there's no in here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It is hot, but it's not. It's hot in here.
It's hot here. Yeah. It's very hot here.
Okay. So that isn't a simple answer to my question. It is hot in here. Because I'm so cold right now.
Well, anyway, the sauce made everyone sick. That was the story I was telling.
Too much pasta.
Yeah. Sick as hell. Well, the pasta wasn't cooked.
When you're putting the sauce full of pasta, when you're putting that all over pasta, it ends up being...
Well, it cuts your mouth up. Overload. Like the pasta will shred your mouth. It's basically shards of glass.
It's not cooked?
Well, apparently that's why, I guess, traditionally you don't put it in the sauce right away. Mm. It's because there's a method or like a school of thought that is you cook the pasta separately in a different container and then you cook the sauce and then combine. But to me, it's like the pasta is an ingredient. So I put it in the sauce. And the sauce
I'm
is
almost
like cold.
Worried that you did get a tonic truck, but then you were hanging out with Dana at the gate and the tonic truck came in and Dana was like, hey, what if we tell them that the tonic truck
never showed up?
I did pay for a truck.
I guess that's not even believable that the tonic truck would get sick. But that, like,
it hit my bank
account. They're missing. Yeah, they went missing.
I think some of these tonics.
And now you just have all these old tonics.
I think some of them make it worse. Tonic the Hedgehog.
Truck's called Tonic the Hedgehog.
I don't know if that was it. It did have a funny name. Maybe
it wasn't that. Okay, no, tonic. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what's...
Take your time. Hooked on tonics?
Are you sure?
On tonics.
Was it not that either?
I don't think it was that.
It wasn't either of those.
No. Those are both good trucks. I know those trucks. It wasn't either of those.
Tonica from Friends?
Tonica from Friends. Maybe when she was in she would do the fat suit. I think that was it.
That's what it was?
I think that was it.
Monica from Friends. When
maybe.
She would do the
maybe
fat
when
suit?
She would do the fat suit.
Maybe.
I think that was it. I think it was. Wait, say it again. Tonica from Friends.
He's looking outside. I think the truck is outside.
Okay. The truck is in his driveway right now.
It's still idling.
Okay. I can hear Dana snoring.
It's Tonica from Friends, and then there's like subtitles and stuff.
Oh, wow. And they shot this show in 2020.
Yeah.
When I came into the Zoom, Kevin was like having an absolutely scintillating conversation about when they shot the show. And that's how I learned that they shot the show in 2020.
I can't believe I missed that. So that was a little while back.
That's already
Kevin really put the screws to me when I got in the Zoom. He got right down to business.
He fact checks everybody before we get in there. Then he says, like, you're clear to enter the Zoom now, Hayes and Sean. This guy's story lines up. If he told me they shot it in 2023, I cancel the episode. I go, that hasn't happened yet.
I can't believe Zach stole all these nasty old tonics from the crew.
Oh, the expired tonics. Ugh. Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.